All right, we're going to pivot now back to Margaret Jane Radin. She is the Henry King Ransom Professor of Law at the University of Michigan Law School. She's also the author of Boilerplate, The Fine Print, Vanishing Rights, and the Rule of Law. Peggy, if you're there, please go ahead.
I'm here. Thank you. Yes.
Great. Here we go.
In my book, yes, it's The Fine Print, Vanishing Rights, and the Rule of Law. The main title is Boilerplate. What is the fine print? It occupies a purchase that's usually labeled terms and conditions, something like that. We don't read these terms. There's research on this, believe it or not. Even if you do read something, what does that mean? Does that mean you're bound to it? Do you have to understand what it means? Do most people who automatically click I agree understand what is meant by a forum selection clause or any other legalese? It's pretty clear that people don't read these and don't really know what they mean. So now I want to talk for 1 minute about agreement. Agreement is the basis of contract. Contract is enforced by the government, by judges and so on, because it's designed to result in gains from trade. Contract depends upon actually agreement. You receive my bicycle and I give you money. And the actual agreement makes contract a social or a civil right open to everyone. The government takes care of copyright, takes care of contracts. It has to be watchful whether contracts are real or not. In the book, I called this the world of agreement. I called it World A in the book. But boilerplate is used by large corporations and other businesses. They can purposely compose for the business's advantage by lawyers for each side. So there's nothing wrong with that. And today I'm only talking about World B, which is boilerplate used against consumers. I called it World B. Wasn't it nice how A and B came out in the book? Anyway, Vanishing Rights and the Rule of Law are the subtitles. Vanishing rights. What rights vanish in World B because of boilerplate? The right to receive merchandise in good condition as advertised. Delivery of damaged merchandise, boilerplate says, you accept as is. And if you click that and they think it's viable, then you're stuck with it. Specification of long-distance venues. So where are you going to go to court to test this? I've seen Grenada, I've seen Florida, I've seen the Netherlands. So then you get boilerplate disclaimers. Disclaiming physical injury by whoever you're entering into a contract with. What if the merchandise causes physical injury, even if you use it properly? What if it hurts your elderly grandmother or your baby? There's inability to return damaged merchandise. Nobody answers the phone there. And there's the thing I call copycat boilerplate. What that is, that lots of firms copy the boilerplate from other firms and use the same boilerplate. It's not like they figure out a contract for themselves. I know law students who've been hired to look at other firms' boilerplates for the summer job and copy it for whoever they're working for. So now if we have copycat boilerplate in one kind of product, then no competitors are available to avoid the same boilerplate. You can't go look somewhere else. And what if the purchased items don't function as promised? That's another nobody answers the phone one. So they don't really, nobody is hiring people so much anymore to help people who can't operate their computer. That's me. Now, I wanted to talk about the three items in the book subtitle. The fine print, vanishing rights, and the rule of law. I just talked about the fine print, but I want to talk about the rule of law for a minute or two. This relates to the background features of social ordering. The right of redress is a feature of the rule of law in a democratic society. What is the right of redress? It means that you can go to the court or the government or something and get redress if somebody's done you wrong on the law. If courts rule against consumers who have been damaged by boilerplate, what happens if those consumers have no other way to redress grievances? These courts are violating a basic premise of a society based upon law. They're excluding the right to redress. If they give you boilerplate that is held to be viable against you, and there's nothing you can do to sue them for giving you something that doesn't work or hurts you or explodes and hurts your grandmother or your children, then it is an undermining of democracy and the rule of law.